We have somebody special.
Who?
On
me?
The phone.
Wait,
on the phone?
No. This awesome what? Sauce guy here.
Yeah. You know that theme. The man who cannot stop talking about the movies. The myth, the legend.
Mr.
Paul Preston!
I was doing the Audrey Hepburn, darling.
Hey, Paul.
What's wrong with your show today? I'm listening to the show, right?
Yeah.
And we're talking about, like, Sean's train set. I'm like, why are we talking about that when clearly Amber has not gone on enough with a sex story? I'm like, there are no other topics when that comes in. You guys are on to, like, I built a train. Sean, shut up.
Paul, you want to hear some more stories?
Yes.
I fucking hate those noises.
Lesbian sex 105.
Awesome. Yes.
With Amber Ash McCary.
Jack, tell us more goofy sex stories. Go ahead. Let's combine everything.
Okay, I do have a really fun one. Do you want to hear a really fun one? She convinced me. So we went. I spent the weekend with her. Hang on, Paul. You're going to love this shit.
Yeah, slower, please.
Spent the weekend with her. We both were on our periods.
Oh, no.
She convinces me to try the Diva Cup. I couldn't get it in. She puts it up me. It gets stuck.
What's the Diva Cup?
It's this silicone period thing you put it up.
I regret asking for this.
That's how it
catches all of the blood, and it's easier to get out.
Yeah,
and take
although but I could not.
Get
so
it
that's,
in.
That's how we were. We went to Ojai for this romantic weekend, and she had to fish the cup out of me at a Mexican restaurant.
Oh my god!
That was fucking awful. It was amazing.
How about new?
Whoa!
Talk about a different kind of hot sauce.
I wish I'd been there.
You know, I needed to quell the boners in the room, so.
Wow.
That was her plan. Paul, do you want to go back to goofy sex stories? That might be a little hotter. Well, the one time that the cup got stuck, I got it out.
Goofette or whoever. I don't know who he's married to.
Oh, boy.
That's Goofina.
That's my story. There you go. That's my story.
Really? At a Mexican restaurant?
At a Mexican restaurant. Yeah.
Give salsa a whole new meaning.
A Mexican restaurant.
I produced the podcast for Disney, the D23 Inside Disney Pie. We interviewed Bill Farmer back in the middle of last year.
He's awesome.
It's a dog's life show on Disney Plus.
Yeah, he actually.
Bill Farmer, check that out.
Well, something funny, he showed me before that even came out, he was showing me like a little promo that they made for it on his iPad. So I got to see like a quick little preview of that. I think, yeah, it's out now for Disney Plus, I believe.
Oh,
this was like a year ago he showed me.
Yeah,
cool.
He is. I mean, to say like you're working with a legend is one thing to say, but Disney has literally anointed him a legend. I believe. Is he a Disney legend?
Oh yeah,
he should be by now.
You know, it's funny what he did.
He's not. He will be. Yeah.
What he did when I was in the booth recording. I don't know how we got into the discussion of Goofy, and I just started doing a Goofy impression, and then he just looked at Brock and the other guy in the room. On the monitor, he just goes, "All right, seal the door, put the poison gas in." He just did a goofy impression.
Oh my gosh.
He can't be trusted.
Well, listen, I know you. I mean, I remember when you started, like, I'm going to take this voiceover seriously and start launching into it. And by now, most people in their careers might be doing, like, outgoing messages for a business's, message tree,
Yeah.
And you're already, trading yucks with Bill Farmer, so congrats.
Right?
To you.
Yeah, exactly.
Working with the legends.
This guy. I just got a message from my girlfriend. She says, Goofy's girlfriend is Clarabel Cow.
Oh, that's right, Clarabel.
Oh, interspecies mingling.
Yeah, right?
Tell us that story, Amber.
Oh, boy. I never really dabbled in the bestiality. I wasn't really my...
Oh, good. We were concerned. Everyone, the ribs all bummed out.
Show just made a left turn.
It did. It was kind of weird.
And
it
was a sharp left, too, baby.
Paul, we should have your birthday show.
One doesn't have to proclaim that. It's just assumed. But you say what you got.
Never.
You get off your chest, whatever you feel.
I felt the need.
Or wipe it off, whatever. Yeah.
Paul's on here. Got to start confessing shit. So.
Yeah, exactly.
He's like a Catholic priest.
So, Paul, you're going to tell us the top 10 best lesbian movies, right?
Oh, God. There are none.
Number one. Bound.
Oh my god!
Yay, Jennifer Tilly.
Number two, Mulholland Drive. Anyway, yes, I could do that.
You could.
Oh, that was a good one.
Girl Interrupted, number seven.
He clearly is invested in some and knowing some stories.
Yeah. I'm just ready for them to make hot sauce at a Mexican restaurant.
Hot sauce in a Mexican restaurant. Oh my god.
Oh, I'm ready to die.
It was a duck quesadilla.
Oh god.
Yeah, duck quesadilla.
All right, yes. What do you got for us today, Paul?
Yeah, it's okay. Sorry.
Yeah, I have the exact opposite to talk about, like rampant.
I actually...
Rampant macho bullshit. That's what I got.
Okay, let's do it. Counterbalance.
Yeah, I saw a couple movies since I talked to you guys last. One of them was, it's actually really good, even though it is wall-to-wall macho bullshit. Guy Ritchie's Wrath of Man with Jason Statham.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that one.
Now, if you follow Guy Ritchie's career, he's often making these London street gang stories like Snatch or Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels, Revolvers, one he made with Statham years ago. And then he kind of got big, and he made Aladdin and Sherlock Holmes and King Arthur. For me, it felt like a director for hire. You know, M. Night Shyamalan got into the same thing when, like, Shyamalan made these, like, Unbreakable and The Sixth Sense, and you're like, oh, this guy's got his own thing going. And then it's like, I'll make The Last Airbender. And you're like, no, don't be just whoever they hire to make a thing they've got sitting on the shelf that they have the rights for. Make mm-hmm. your own thing. So when Shyamalan returned to making like The Visit and Split and Glass, it was like, oh, good, he's back in his wheelhouse. Well, Guy Ritchie's back in his wheelhouse. He made The Gentleman last year, if you saw that. Great movie. And now Wrath of Man is the same way. Back to what he's good at. And Statham is great here. If you like Jason Statham, he can appear in a lot of hack stuff. You know, you get him in something goofy like The Meg. You're not really working with the best parts of what Statham can bring you. That slow burn, that methodical behavior. You know, he's the Transporter. I love it. Guys get a set of rules like the Transporter, right?
Did you just call me a hack, mate?
And you don't touch his radio. You never touch his radio.
Never touch my radio. I don't appreciate that.
That's pretty damn good.
That's good.
I want to give you an Indian rug burn.
My favorite part of my Indian rug burn.
It's good.
It sounds kind of sexy.
I think the one I really enjoyed Jason in the most, believe it or not, was The Fast and the Furious. I really enjoyed him in that.
I still have never seen those movies.
I think I was subjected to them maybe stoned-ish.
Well, especially the scene where he has the baby.
I don't know.
Oh, really?
I love that whole scene. I think it's hysterical. You know, and just the comments that the interaction he has with the baby is like, was that you or him? That's him. Okay.
Oh, my God.
I think I liked him more as a bad guy than when he got goofy and became a good guy in that franchise. But either way, that franchise at least knows more of what to do with them. They knew what to do with The Rock, too. If The Rock is fumbling a bunch of movies, like, come over here, we know what to do with him, we'll make you a star. So, anyway, Statham, Ritchie, it's a great combination. But this one takes place in L.A. as opposed to London. And it's about Statham is this guy who joins a security team, like a Brinks truck type job, and they get set upon by a bunch of robbers, and he kind of takes them out. People are like, what is this with this guy's badass shooting skills? What's his history? And the good news for the viewer is we don't know either. So the character, everything's a slow reveal as to what's actually going on. That's always good for a plot, you know, when they can just add layers and later scenes bring meaning to earlier scenes. So that's very entertaining. It's just a filthy story about mostly reprehensible people. And that's where Guy Ritchie really soars.
There you go.
Yeah. And good casting. I mean, Josh Hartnett, haven't seen him in like a decade, and I've been reading articles about him. It's by his choice. Like he said, I wanted to go have a life, and now I'm back to make some more movies. And even Scott Eastwood is decent when he hasn't been in stuff like the Pacific Rim sequel. So,
wow, yeah, cool. I saw Josh Hartnett was in that Netflix. I'm not Netflix. The HBO Max documentary, Exterminate All the Brutes. He was the bad guy.
Right?
He's the bad guy in that. Really bad guy. Yeah.
Oh, cool.
The really bad guy as opposed to the not really bad guy.
He's still a good-looking guy. He's still really good. Oh, no, he's terrible at it. He's terrible.
I know.
All right. What's next, Paul?
Well, speaking of hard-nosed, you know, awful people.
Oh, my.
I'm a fan of Taylor Sheridan. If you don't know who he is, he wrote his film career isn't perfect, but his highlights are awesome. Like, he wrote Hell or High Water. He wrote Sicario, and he wrote and directed Wind River. And if you've got like three movies like that in your pocket, I'll see anything that you do. So this was another film of his second directorial effort, and he co-wrote this based on a book. It's called Those Who Wish Me Dead. Huh. And it's in the theaters right now, and it's on HBO Max, but I recommend the theaters because it's like a big, sprawling, it's really a disaster movie about wildfires in Montana, coupled with, you know, a crime thriller, so you get the best of both movies. And although it doesn't quite work as well as Wrath of Man or as a great movie, it's a great thriller. It's the suspense, the tension, the characters being unpredictable, that all works. And so for that, yeah, you should go and check it out. It's a young boy found in the woods by Angelina Jolie's firefighter character. And the boy is the son of an accountant murdered by these assassins who find out the boy survived, so then they come after the boy. She's got to protect them, and then all the other ancillary characters around there. And yeah, it's just, he's got a way with just creating these morally corrupt people and has them just be wickedly nefarious. Now, again, it's based on a book, but he knows, like, when you read that book, you went, oh, I gotta adapt this. This is what I do, is like awful people doing nasty shit. Angelina Jolie's good, but sometimes, you know, she's so glamorous, it almost upstates her acting, which is a shame. But,
oh,
you know,
really?
Wow.
Dirty firefighter, and she's got these like perfect cheekbones. You're like, okay. I mean, I get it, but still, you kind of go, hey. I've been to 8 national parks in the last year or two, so seeing this fire, you know, is really that's set by the villains to distract them while they go after, you know, while they go on this shooting spree to get the kid.
Oh, crazy.
Wow. So if you wanted the worst villains ever, it's guys who set a damn wildfire in Montana.
Hell yeah.
But the special effects are amazing. The fire looks legit, and, you know, they've got fire jumpers in it. You know,
oh,
these
wow.
are the guys.
Yeah.
Parachute into the fire to help put it out, and they parachute in this to rescue people too. And just like those scenes are really cool, but you know, you'd never want to be there. But God bless the guys who are. It's really cool.
Yeah, it's a crazy job.
Yeah, and it's full of other good actors too. You need someone to be a huge asshole. You got Peter Baelish from Game of Thrones, Aidan Gillen. So he's with Nicholas Holt. Yeah. John Bernthal, the Punisher. I don't know why he doesn't get lead roles in the movies like he does on TV, but I'll take him in anything, and he's great here. So yeah, and the little boy is authentic too, which is important. I've changed over, you know, 30 years or so on kid actors. Man, when I first started watching movies, I was like, these kids are just ruining the movie. Not anymore. A lot of the kids are real sharp, you know, and this kid's good too. I mean, ever since like Tom Holland came around, I'm like, okay, I'm gonna start paying attention to kids, see what they can do.
Oh yeah, that was a good one. Yeah, he's great.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, you'll find some weird stuff in there if you want to break down some physics issues or stuff you know might know about fires that other people don't. For me, it was a good adventure. I mean, kids, pregnant women, Angelina Jolie, Taylor Sheridan, you have shit. He'll put you in the crosshairs if it means that the tension's going to be ratcheted up. So it's a fun, dangerous watch. I like that too. Just not quite as good as Wrath of Man, but either of those are
streaming on. That's what I want to figure out. I'm like looking at my thing, like, what's it streaming on?
Yeah, Those Who Wish Me Dead did that cross-platform thing I've pitched about here before, on where Warner Brothers is going to put all their movies on HBO Max and in the theater.
Oh.
So you can watch it at home. It'll just be really small and less effective. But Wrath of Man opened theaters only. It was kind of like the big movie to start the summer with a big name and a decent-sized director, mm-hmm. you know, when theaters opened up most everywhere. And I've been to the theater 7 times now. I'm going to see Cruella tomorrow. So,
I'm dying to see that
one.
I
recommend it.
I can't wait to hear how that one goes. I'm going to go to the theater for that one.
Good. Yeah, I like Emma Stone, and it's been a super safe experience for me so far. You know, but I'm vaccinated too, so I feel okay about my chances.
I think you'll be fine. You're not going to catch a disease or spread one. That's awesome. Why not go see some movies?
yeah, go check them out.
Awesome, Paul. Thank you. Yay! Da, 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 da.
All right, buddy.
Oh, there it is. I was wondering, is this music broke?
Yeah, no.
No, it was just me. It was me just... Yeah. The buttons were slow, and I just had to start it. I was like, I was so excited.
And don't forget, guys, you can always catch Paul and all his other antics on themovieguys.net.